Mayor Melvin Andrews says following the release of the feasibility study in June, the community leaned heavily towards the most southern route listed as Alternative 1. This would leave from the Airport Access Road and end at Dillingham's Kanakanak Road near the hospital. This 16.8-mile route crosses mainly wetlands on land owned by village corporations from Manicotic and Clark's Point.
It's closer to Dillingham using the southern route, closer to the hospital. And it is in line with a tribal transportation plan the Manicotic Village Council has. And on top of that, we would like to give Clark's Point an opportunity to access their land for economic opportunities that they have addressed in the past year.
This route is the shortest, but is also estimated to be the most expensive. The study, prepared by Bristol Engineering Services, suggested this road would cost $104 million to build. It would include a 1,600-foot bridge across the Snake River at a cost of $46 million. A similar alternative travels a little farther north and on land owned by the Togiak Refuge and Chogyung Limited. The longest route goes up closer to Snake Lake, following one of the winter trails, then goes on to the south side of Warehouse Mountain. The study estimates this would be the cheapest to construct at $58 million, but that the annual maintenance costs would be the highest of the five routes. It would also take a pair of 250-foot bridges along the way. Public opinion offered at various community meetings tended towards supporting the project, mainly due to the increased access to jobs and lower transportation costs. On the flip side, some Manicotic residents said they are worried it will add to the drug and alcohol importation problems.
We believe there is more good to this project than there is bad. You know, there's always the impact on every economic opportunity, like a road project, stuff like that. But there's certainly some advantages that we can take.
While it may seem like a pie-in-the-sky possibility, Mayor Andrews says the community will keep advancing it and believes eventually this road to Dillingham is going to get built.
I wish that can happen tomorrow, but we just finished the feasibility study, and as soon as we decide on a couple routes that are possible, we'll go into the plan and design, which will probably take up to 5 years, depending on which route we chose. Then after that, hopefully we'll go into construction. So we're looking at this possibly within the next 10 years.
The road will be dependent, of course, on finding about $100 million from the state and federal governments, neither of which is currently handing out money for big projects like they used to. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.